Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Burt Show.
I do think this is going to fall into the same category here, Abby. When you complain about something over and over and over again, yet you continue to do that thing over and over again, you have to start to ask yourself, do I really dislike it or not? Why am I still connected?
I may have internalized Tampa-phobia because I could absolutely avoid Tampa if I needed to. But I feel like I've been going recently because there's been so much happening in my family. I feel like in the last 2-3 years, we have had more major milestones in this family than the last 25 years combined. My cousin got married. My brother just got engaged. My cousin's pregnant. So, of course, there's like 15 parties for that. There's the gender reveal and then the baby shower. And then she's going to have the baby. And then, of course, my brother's engagement. So I've been in Tampa like once a month. And it's well documented that this is a city that I just don't gel with.
Look,
I
feel you're not even calling it Trampa anymore. Oh, you're calling it by its proper name. Uh-huh. Tampa.
You're finally warming up to it.
Well, I'm trying to show it some respect, a little decorum, so it'll show me some respect back. Because I've felt very disrespected by this city for the last 30 years of my life.
Is it just a grittier city than you like?
No, Tampa's not even gritty. Tampa is so clean because there's nobody down there. Nobody goes out. There's nothing to do. It's just a beautiful, clean city with a lot of Florida men wrangling alligators and then a big bridge that takes you to the better city about 30 miles away.
Oh, okay.
Tampa and there's just something about that city that just does not sit well with my spirit. I feel like every time I go down there, something nefarious happens, and I've just decided that city and I are just going to have to agree to disagree that we are not right for each other. But I've had, again, because of all these family events, I've had to go down for like the last, couple of months, once a month. So as I'm sitting in the airport and my flight to Trampa is delayed, because of course it is, I'm sitting with my therapist, Dr. GPT. And I'm sitting there, trying to think of how I'm going to make the most of this weekend. And I asked Dr. GPT, what are some ways I can do to have a better attitude going into the weekend for the city that I've had some, less than stellar memories with, despite really trying to enjoy the city of Trampa. And Dr. GPT gave me some advice that I figured I would try and exercise as I go into that specific weekend. So Dr. GPT said, for every negative thought you have about the city of Tampa, why don't you try and think of something positive to counteract it? So at the very least, you can walk into the weekend with a neutral stance on the city.
And this is going to be great advice for anybody that has a relationship with, like, we all have a city, right? Mm-hmm. For you, it's Tampa. For me, it's Cincinnati. For you?
Los Angeles.
Okay.
Miami.
Okay.
Washington, D.C.
Okay. Burt's got a bunch of them.
But you got a roster.
where most of the population is truly fake.
So, yeah, Cincinnati. They so fake as Cincinnati.
Yours is different than mine. Your cause is different than mine.
What's your beef with Cincinnati?
That's where my dating anti-crisis is from.
By proxy. You hate a city by proxy.
I do. And it was just, it wasn't... I learned a lot about myself in the year and a half I lived there, okay?
I just didn't know if like Skyline Chili had done you wrong.
No. Even though I'm a Gold Star girl, not a Skyline girl. But no, we all have that city. And so for you, it's Tampa. Mm-hmm. I think we can all apply this. Anybody listening can apply it to whatever city you loathe.
So the next time you're in Cincinnati, Burt, for the next time you're in Miami, LA, Washington, D.C.
we could just shorten the list to L.A. That's the one I really
love.
L.A.
Okay. Then you can use this as a way to walk into the city with a neutral mindset. So here's the list that I made as I'm sitting in the airport waiting for my flight to board. The first thing I wrote down was that I was dreading flying into the Tampa airport because, in my opinion, Tampa is a part of the top 10 list of the worst airports in the country. I do not like that airport. Something always goes wrong. My flight always gets delayed. Even if there's beautiful weather out, they always say there's something going on with the weather. And then I'm stuck in Terminal E. Because if you don't know how the Tampa airport is laid out, you go you go to like the main hub, you go to like the main hive, and then you have to take a tram to your terminal. So you're stuck in that terminal. It's not like Atlanta where if you want to like wander around, you can wander around. You are stuck there. You go through security, you are in Terminal E. So then as I'm sitting there thinking about Terminal E and flying into gate E64, because that's the one that I'm always flying into, I think they do have a great snack selection. Mm-hmm. So when I'm sitting there for my flight delay, I do, you know, I get to have my Swedish fish. They have a really great gluten-free snickerdoodle cookie. And I'm like, you know what? I can get that on the way home and it'll be great. The next thing I came up with was that in Tampa, there is absolutely nothing to do in terms of activities. And then I'm like, well, you know what? Every time I go there, I'm very productive because there's nothing to do. So anytime I have free time and I'm not with my family, I get on my laptop, start editing the podcast. I get stuff done before I even get back to Atlanta.
It's got two major sports teams. It's got the Buccaneers and the Rays and three, the Lightning. What are you talking about? There's nothing to do.
You know how expensive those Lightning tickets are? And the Rays play in St. Pete, which to me doesn't count. And then the Bucks, okay, I'll give you that.
They have Busch Gardens.
Yeah. Which you have to pay a lot of. It's like saying Orlando has Disney World.
Hey, and the Henry B. Plant Museum.
Well, which is where my brother proposed. Love that place. The next thing, which really gets me fired up, because my favorite thing to do is go out to dinner and like make a fun reservation. Their best restaurant, like their Michelin rated restaurant in Tampa, could be compared to the worst restaurant in ATL. Like that's how horrible of an experience it was. Like I was talking with my mom and I'm so glad she confessed this, because like I thought I was just being a hater. I'm like, this is a Michelin rated restaurant and I thought it was awful. And the pro side of that is that I always leave skinny. And the last thing that I came up with on my list of Tampa things to feel a little bit more neutral is that the best part about Tampa is the city next to it, St. Pete. But then that feeling when you get to leave Tampa and going to St. Pete, there is nothing better than that.
It is on your S list and it is never getting off.
It's never getting off.
The Burt Show.